is up, everybody? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode number 253, second to last of 2020. And as always, we are brought to you by Amazon. You can go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon. And anything you buy after that, just kind of gets us a little bit of an affiliate payment there, helps us keep the podcast going, the website going. And as with always, I'm the host this week. Co-host is Bob. No, really, he's the host. I'm the co-host doing the horrible intro. What's up, Bob?
If you guys remember last week, Ryan promised he'd do the intro.
So that's why I don't do them. See? You saw how that went.
No, it was pretty good until the end there. But if you do it more often, you get better at it.
Oh yeah, no, just like that video recording, right?
Yeah, I can.
You just get to sit. That's what I get to do every week. It's nice. Yeah.
But yeah, what is up, everybody? I call this the Eve of the Eve because it's the eve of Christmas Eve. We're podcasting and talking a little tech. We already have people in the live stream in the chat. Old Man is here and Kosher is in the house as well. Christmas time, man. It's
it is here.
It creeped up on us. I feel like. It's here. And like, I always order stuff on Amazon, just like things I need around the house. And I'm like, they put that thing on now, like will arrive before Christmas or after Christmas. I'm like, wow, like it's so close. And
it's just, I ordered something the other day and it was like, oh, it will get here before Christmas. That's good. Cause it is a gift. And but last week I like made the realization in my head that like, oh, Christmas is next week. Like this is, it's going to be here whether you like it or not.
Yeah, it's crazy how fast this year's gone, but I'm sure we'll talk about that next week because next week is our last podcast of 2020. Let's jump into our stories, our reviews, all that fun stuff. If you guys want to follow along, we do have our full show notes page that is linked in the description in the description. So you guys can go ahead and check that out. I'll bring it up here on the screen. There it is. And it has everything that we're talking about this week. If you want to follow along, you can go ahead and do that. But our first review this week is of the AMD Ryzen 7 5800X. So this kind of finishes out my reviews of the 5000 series from AMD. We've done all of the processors except for the 5800X. And I think the 5800X is really... it's positioned well for people who are gaming, also people who are doing like streaming, other type of content creation, because it's a step up from the 5600X, which is 6-core 12-thread. This is 8-core 16-thread. So a little step up, you get those two extra cores. Just like with the 5000 series, you're getting better multi-core performance, but you're also getting much, much better single core performance, which really impacts gaming. So when it comes to gaming, this processor basically is on par with the Intel equivalent as far as gaming performance. Obviously, it beats it out in multi-core performance. It beats out the i7-10700K. it's about like 13 to 15% faster overall. There's like, these processors are just so good. It's really hard to really like say anything bad about them because they tick the boxes that you want them to tick. They're priced well. They slot into an AM4 motherboard. So if you had one previously, you can just slot it right in. No real issues, no overheating issues. They overclock pretty well.
I read your review and like I'm on a 3800X and I had no intention of like going to a 5000 series. I was like, I just got this last year. I don't need it. Like it's doing everything for me. And yet I'm still like, man, it's a pretty good performance bump. Like it might be worth it.
The thing I really like about this processor is it's sort of like, I would call it, it's almost like a natural upgrade to people who are, say, on like a 2700X, which was the second gen Ryzen flagship. That was also 8-core 16-thread part, right? So it's like, if you still want to do an 8-core 16-thread part, that is the progressional upgrade that you would go to right now. And what's really nice is that if you would just slot in this new 5000 series, you're going to get crazy performance in gaming. Like compared to the 2700X, probably between 15 and 30% increase in performance in gaming just by slotting the new processor in, which is really awesome. Yeah. And if you're like, if you're on the fence with AMD or Intel, if you're building a new system right now, the biggest thing I say is platform. Right now, X570 B550 is the only platform that offers PCI Express 4.0 on the GPU, as well as NVMe slots or M.2 slots, super fast storage. If you're going to take advantage of that, it's better to go the B550 or X570 route with AMD. Intel isn't there yet. So that's my thoughts on it. It's priced well. It's $449. You're getting a $50 premium over the previous generation, which I think is fair. The only thing that I don't like about it is that you don't get the included processor. I'm always like an advocate. What did I say?
Processor. You don't get the included processor. You don't get the no, you get the processor.
Just you get the processor. You don't get a cooler. So all the previous generations, you did get a cooler, which was a really good cooler, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And I feel like I'm an advocate for like saving people money. And like, if you're on a budget and you're doing a build, that included cooler will save you that $50, $40, whatever it may be, to get you started. And then down the line, you can save up, you know, next couple paychecks for like an AIO or something like that. You don't get that with this. That's the only thing. And the second thing that sucks about this, about these, is you can't buy them. They're out of stock everywhere.
Yeah.
Which is,
or if you do find it, it's, you know, secondhand market, right? Third party vendors, and you're probably paying more than you should.
Yeah. Somebody put, I forget where I saw it, but it was like a real time ticker of availability of 5000 series processors. I know somebody posted it on Facebook, or I saw it on Twitter. I saw it somewhere. If you guys want to check that out, that's like, well, I guess it, you know, like it ties into live inventories of different websites, and it will let you know when one's available. It sucks right now because, again, like we've talked about GPUs at length for like the past three podcasts, but with all the awesome GPUs in these awesome new 5000 series CPUs, it's like the perfect time to build a new computer. Of course, Cyberpunk's out as well, and people want to take advantage of all of the craziness that all the graphical enhancements that are in Cyberpunk, but you just can't build a full system right now. It's like if you can find a processor, you probably can't find like a 3000 series NVIDIA card.
Right, you're gonna have like mismatched generations right now is what you'll probably end up with.
Yeah, so like I said, it's a great processor. Would definitely pick it over the i7-10700K. It just, you know, it's a faster processor. I think the i7-10900K is $399, so it is like $50 cheaper. But right now, I still think Ryzen 5000 series is the way to go. So Old Man said he went from 6700K to 3900X. Handbrake is about 2.0 times faster. Yeah, if you add more cores, you're going to definitely see it, especially like in Handbrake, like multi-threaded applications. Yep. You'll definitely take advantage of more cores, which is really good. But again, with the 5000 series, they also really increase single core performance, which really impacts gaming a lot and impacts pretty much everything else that uses single core. You're going to get much better performance that way. So check out that review. And then I took a look at not one, but three gaming headsets, all of which are very good and all of which are very similar. And I actually kind of like that Cooler Master did this. So I took a look at their MH series gaming headsets. There's three in the series. You have the MH630, 650, and 670. One thing I really like is that for the most part, the design is identical. So there's just features added in as you go up in the series. I hate it when you have like a company that offers a ton of different headsets and each one is like different. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, oh, I really like the feel of this one, but then this one adds something else and then the feel is completely different on that one. I don't like that. So basically, the 630 is a stereo gaming headset. It doesn't come with a sound card or like a it's not a USB headset. It plugs into your sound card or like the audio ports on your motherboard. The MH650 is a USB headset, so it is a built-in sound card. Don't need a sound card with this. You just plug it into a USB port. It offers 7.1 surround sound, and it has RGB lighting, if that's your thing. And then finally, we have the MH670. This is their wireless gaming headset. So it comes with a USB dongle, 2.4 gigahertz wireless. It also has 7.1 surround sound in it as well. All of these have built-in mics. They're all the same mic. And I have to say, I actually like every one of these headsets, given their price points.
They're a product for different people and different uses, I think, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that they're at those price points but have similar features, exactly what you said, is pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I would say like they're a medium-sized headset. The headset I have on now, I actually should have brought them out here now that I think about it. Awesome, Bob. Good at podcasting. But they're about like this size. I would say this is like, actually, they might be a little bit smaller than this. They're like a medium size headset. They're not like super light, but they're not super heavy and big. They're like a medium size headset. You have memory foam on the headband and on the ear cups. On the 630 and 670, you have fabric over the foam. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see that? My like lights are flickering. That's awesome.
No, I was watching you highlight the foam.
Yeah. No, I'm just like looking up at like my lights and my place are flickering. So if I leave, Ryan, take over.
All right.
But so yeah, the 630 and 650 have fabric over the foam, whereas the 670 gets the upgrade to pleather or PU leather. So that's the main differences besides features. This, like the 630 has the Cooler Master logo on the side. They actually all have the Cooler Master logo on the side. They are fully adjustable. They have like a steel headband, which is good to see. Plastic headbands break more often than not. And we'll go to the 650. You can see the side here. This is clear because it's RGB and lights up, which I'll show you. All of them have controls on them. So you have a volume slider on each one and a mic mute button on each one. And then the buttons for the 650 and 670 are a little bit different. So one on the 650 toggles 7.1 audio, and the other one is for your lighting. So you can switch your lighting modes right on the headset itself. And then on the 670, they're slightly different. One's the power button and one's the 7.1 button. So a little bit different. And on this one, on the 670, you have a micro USB for charging.
So, I like the left and right inside the ear cups, because sometimes those wireless, you know, you pick them up and you're like, I don't know which is left and right here.
It's nice you have that. They also all of them lay flat. I like the lay flat design. It goes nicely into a book bag. If you're traveling, it takes up less space. They're less prone to actually break the ear cups because they're laying flat. They're not up. So I like that as well. They all come with a bag too. So they all come with like a nice like little bag for all your stuff, which is kind of cool. As far as quality, they all sound really good. This is a bassy headset. They're a gaming headset. So it's like that gamey, bassy sound that you're kind of used to for a lot of gaming headsets. I actually liked all, they all sounded really good. The wireless headset is a little, doesn't get as loud as the other two, which makes sense because most wireless headsets don't get super loud. This one gets loud enough. I've reviewed wireless headsets that don't get nearly as loud as they need to be. This one definitely gets more than loud enough, but it's just not as loud as the other two. 7.1 was interesting. Sure. You can toggle it on or off. I played Cyberpunk and Apex with these headsets. It was very hard for me to tell the difference between 7.1 on and off. It raised the volume a little bit, and especially in Cyberpunk, like if I was like out in the city in Cyberpunk, I could hear things a little bit further away, but it wasn't like that 7.1, like THX Spatial Audio or HyperX version of 7.1 is completely different than this. You can either, there's people that do like that they do like 7.1 that's not crazy, like different. So you might like this, but for me, like I want to hear things like THX Spatial Audio is so good. Like I can hear when people are coming, like what direction they're coming from. You kind of get a little bit of that, but it's not even close.
When it's done well, you almost, it's like you hear it, but you also feel it too, right? You can, you like have the feeling that the, whatever is making the noise is in that certain spot, which is kind of, you know, I don't know, a feature you'd like to have in 7.1, I would think. So
yeah, I think when it comes to like at least 7.1 that I've experienced, at least in the past year, THX Spatial Audio is at the top, and then whatever HyperX uses in their headsets, like this headset, and then the Cooler Master. And again, when I would like toggle it on or off, I couldn't, a lot of times, especially like an Apex, I could not tell. And Apex is a game where you want to tell because it's online game where you're fighting against other people and you want to hear those footsteps and all that kind of stuff. So that's something to keep in mind there. Old man said different material in some of the ear cups. Yeah. So the 630 and the 650 have fabric, whereas the 670 has fake leather, basically. I prefer the fake leather. The fake leather gives you a better hold, or not hold, but like a better it lets
like a seal, better seal.
Yeah, feel that. See, I can't even talk tonight. It gives you a better seal. Yeah, it gives you a better seal on your ears because it makes it so people can't hear what you're listening to, so there's not as much bleed, but there's not as much bleed in as well, so you can't hear things around you as much, which of course is good if you're wearing a headset. So yeah, and 7.1 usually loses bass. Sometimes kosher on this, I feel like, at least to me, just like the 7.1 with this just elevated everything. It didn't necessarily take, like on this, the HyperX, it takes out the bass so you could hear more around you. So it's,
makes sense.
Yeah, and you can fine tune the 7.1. So like in the software, if you want, you can like move the channels where they're located around your head. You can move them further or closer to you if you want. You That's can nice. Do that. Yeah, but by default, you don't need the software. All the two headsets, the 670 and the 650, which offer 7.1, you can just toggle it on the headset itself. RGB, I don't know why we have RGB on headsets, but it's there. It's there on the 650. Yeah. It's just a ring that goes around each ear cup. That's what it looks like. That's me playing Cyberpunk. So that's what you would look like if you have the 650. Overall, I think they're all three of them are very good headsets. They're actually priced extremely well too. The 630 is $59.99, the 650 is $69.99, and the 670 is only $89.99, which I think is really good.
Yeah, for wireless headset. Yeah.
Also, the microphones on the 630 and the 650 are extremely good. I include a sound test and a sound test of a lot of the other gaming headsets that we've reviewed. You can listen to it. Like I said, the 630 and 650 sound excellent. They're actually one of the best that we've used pretty much. The 670 is not good at all because it's wireless, so it's compressing that sound. And it sounds compressed. Your audio sounds compressed. You can definitely
tell the difference, right?
Yeah. So check out the review. I liked all three. It gives, like you said, Ryan, it's a good choice for people who are looking at different price ranges, who have different applications. A lot of, like, actually all of these will work on the new consoles as well, so you know, you can do it that way. The 630 can be plugged into anything with a 3.5 millimeter jack, so a lot of options there. Nivek Tech 26, he said Asus ROG gaming perifs good for gaming. I've actually never used
That's what I just said. I've never used them, but I've heard they're really good.
Yeah, I've heard they're really good. Asus usually does really good stuff, but I personally haven't ever used them.
I feel like they're not as popular were available in the US for some reason.
Yes, I do agree.
And I'm not sure why, but
I did review a mouse, an ROG mouse. Whew. This is when I lived. This is like three or four years ago. Yeah, it was a really good mouse. But again, when I reviewed it, I was like, why isn't Asus more known for this stuff, like gaming mice at the time? Because it was a really good mouse. So I assume they're keeping that going. But yeah, nothing like within the past 3 years that I've reviewed. So check out both of those reviews. That's kind of what we have this week. We'll move on to Case Mod Friday, which seems like we have a lot of new people in the chat. Case Mod Friday is every Friday. We post a case modder build that's been completed in the community. We kind of like to highlight it. We like to highlight modders and builders. So this week we have a mod or build called Dark Power.
I love this build.
Talking about ROG, this is ROG kind of themed build. This is from Snef Computer Design, who we have featured quite a lot this year. And it's like, it's a simple build. It's simple. Like the GPU isn't water cooled. Single loop here for it's a Dark Hero board. But like single loop, he has this custom res and like
distro plate,
yeah, which looks really cool. It's just,
and I know this isn't Star Wars themed, but the first thing I thought when I saw this was Moff Gideon. And if you haven't watched it, that's all I'm going to say. But if you have watched it, you'll know what I mean. You've watched Mandalorian, haven't you?
I have only watched through the all second right. episode. So,
all right. Well, anyhow, if you know, you know. It's just, I really love this build.
Yeah, I like it. Very it's cool. Just like one of those very clean builds. Like it's just, and again, the colors match really well. Of course, black and red is like ROG, so you have all of that. It's just
straight lines, everything's clean,
yeah,
nothing looks out of place.
It goes really well together, and it features the new ROG fans, which they made a huge deal about at their, I guess it was around Computex time. Remember, they had, I don't know if you remember, they had their they had like their online thing, online stream with all their new products, and this was one of the new products, was the new fans. Gotcha. Be interesting to see how, you know, I think Asus, like most companies, are getting into everything. If they do it well, you know, these are the fans you'll probably see. They do make cases now. You'll see in their cases, you'll see these fans on their AIOs probably too. So, but yeah, just a really, really cool build. So go ahead and check that out. And I made a video this past week of a case we had previously reviewed, but I definitely want to do a video because I think that anytime that we have a new case from Fractal Design, it's just always a good case. So I took a look at their Meshify 2. Again, I already did the written review, but this is the video if you guys want to check it out. Real quick, it is the update to the original Meshify. They've taken the internal layout from their Define series, Define 7 series, and brought it down. Fully modular internal layout. This is a high airflow case with the mesh front. Just awesome case. And priced really well. It's like $139.99. That comes with 3 included fans, fan controller, room for 9 hard drives out of the box, with the ability to add, I believe, 6 or 7 more hard drives. support for extended ATX motherboards, long graphics cards, the whole 9. And it's Fractal Design, so it's very, very good quality. The steel is good quality. I'm sure if Kosher's still in the chat, he knows about crappy steel cases that are flimsy and everything like that.
They're usually really easy to work in too, right? Like Fractal and Fantex are probably my favorite cases to build in because they've thought about the building process and what people go through with cable management and just getting stuff done. So pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's super easy to build in, didn't have any issues. And they think about those things. The front, like there's a door here. Like there's so much. Just check out the video. I go over everything. The video is almost 15 minutes long. So check it out. Cool. That is our video for this week. And we have a new contest. So we're doing another $50 gift card contest. Basically, the whole idea behind this was like, everybody gets those things that they don't want for Christmas. So we're going to give you $50 to spend however you want to. And basically just to celebrate New Year's. So we have our $50 gift card giveaway just launched today. It's going to run till like, I think the 12th or 13th of January. But it's completely worldwide. So a lot of our contests are US only, but this is 100% worldwide. As long as I can buy you the gift card, like the e-gift card or whatever it is, as long as I can do that, we're good to go. You know, Amazon, you can see Steam, Xbox, iTunes, whatever it is, we'll get you a gift card out there. And again, super easy to enter. There's a ton of different ways to enter as well. So get your entry in and get your $50 gift card. I'm reading the chat while I'm trying to talk. So that's not.
I got one thing to add for this last week. I'm just throwing an audible here. We were on Home Gadget Geeks last week on Thursday. So the day after our podcast, we're over on Home Gadget Geeks. You can check them out at theaverageguy.tv, episode 473. What did we talk about? We talked about CPU and GPU markets. We talked about your huge monitor.
We talked about
my liquid cooling build a little bit, but either way, go check them out. Check out the podcast and give them a subscribe as well. For just another good tech podcast.
So Kosher, he said that Chinese steel. Yeah, sometimes you get these cases that have these really flimsy panels, which aren't good. And then he said, old man said, it's crazy how many hard drives you can put in that case. Yeah, like out of the box, 9 hard drives. And this is a mid tower. I even say this in my video. I'm like, this is a mid tower that can fit 9 hard drives out of the box. And then you can actually buy more of the trays. And I'm pretty sure if I do my math right, you can fit 16 hard drives in it total. Jeez. And it's not even a full tower. So just impressive. Very, very impressive. Kosher said, please tell me, boys, you got that KFC talk. Yeah, it's in the notes. If you check out the show notes, we'll get to that little KFC thing or whatever it is. We'll definitely talk about that. But let's jump into news. First thing is that we haven't talked about it in a while, I feel. Intel's discrete graphics cards, we talked about it like months ago. It looks like an actual Xe discrete graphics card appeared in Geekbench. Nothing to write home about. 1024 cores and 3 gigabytes of memory. Nothing great. We know the first one is going to be entry level, so it's like it's nothing to write home about, honestly. Its score in Geekbench open CL score was 9311, which is like nothing. But it's out there.
It's nice to see that they've got a product, right? They'll have something and to market at some point, but it's good to see results.
Yeah, the biggest thing is this is not an iGPU. As you can see, the processor is an i5-9600K. So that is not the iGPU on it. It's interesting to see. I think we won't see a gaming GPU from Intel till 2022. I'm pushing it out there. I think it's going to be a bit. It's cool to see, I think. So, what else we got? So, NVIDIA, this isn't necessarily GPU news, but it looks like they're going to name their next generation 5-nanometer architecture Lovelace after Ada Lovelace, who was a British mathematician. Of course, we had Ampere. And what did we have before that? Turing before that. This is the NVIDIA the Company of Heroes t-shirt that they have, and you can see Lovelace is right there. I don't know if this can't be the order that it goes in. Because we haven't seen Hopper. We've heard some rumors about a Hopper. I guess that's news. 5-nanometer probably won't see till end of 2020, I guess.
Okay.
What do you think?
That's probably accurate. I don't know. Like part of me wishes maybe we would see something towards more info towards the end of this year, or I'm sorry, towards the end of 2021 with an early 2022.
That's what I said. I said end of 2021.
Okay. Then yes.
I would say like right, like when 3000 series launched, like right around this time is when like maybe at Computex announce then launch in a month, you know, so. Old man said, I wonder if they're going to get those Intel graphics cards in low end pre-builds. Yeah, I could see it. I mean, we don't talk about it that much, but like a lot of people do buy cards in the $100 to $200 range, something better than, you know, an IGPU.
An IGPU, yeah.
Discrete. So you're, discrete. So you're not taking performance power away from the CPU. If anybody can do it, Intel can do it. Of course, they can match it with a really low-end chip, CPU, and have some type of bundle deal or something like that. I could see them doing that. So yeah, let's move on to Intel. An i9-11900 engineering sample was tested in CPU-Z. We've seen a few of these Rocket Lake S processors that supposedly are coming out in early 2021. Not much to really write home about this one again. We have the scores and everything like
that. It's not a K product, a K SKU. So
yeah, it's not a K SKU. It's an ES, which ESs aren't necessarily finalized as an engineering sample. The drivers aren't, I can't imagine drivers are there yet, honestly, either. So it's out there. There's pictures of it if you want to take a look at it. But yeah, it's...
What speed of that is on there? Is this a 1.8? Oh, 3.8, yeah. Sorry. That image looked a little blurry.
No, base clock of 1.8 and multi-core boost clock of 3.8, which again, it's an engineering sample. So I assume it's going to be much higher than that for base. But yeah, it's out there. As we get closer, I think we'll see a lot more leaks. Like as we get into the new year here, we'll see a lot more leaks for this stuff. 11900, still 14 nanometer, old man asks.
Doesn't show on the... I'm not...
It is.
Oh, it is 14. Okay, sorry.
It's 14 nanometer plus. I think it's 5 or 4. I think it's 5. Five generations of 14 nanometer. That's what it is. But yeah, it is 14 nanometer. Talking about non high-end, well, these are high-end parts, but not as much. We saw this with the 3000 series as well with AMD. They're prepping a Ryzen 9 5900 and Ryzen 7 5800 non-X versions for OEMs only. So you could buy these, or you could buy systems with these, but you can't buy the chips themselves. We saw this a lot of these, you know, they're not going to take advantage of the unlocked multiplier. They're not going to take advantage of any of the other stuff that the X parts have. And a lot of these are client systems, so they won't need that stuff, but they will need, you know, the speeds and all of that.
Yeah, I'd like to get this for some systems at work, right? Like for marketing folks and people that are running these big spreadsheets or just need that raw processing power and extra cores, but I don't need the overclocking of it, but I'll take the cores and speeds, right?
Yeah, the
with Dell or something.
The what's interesting is both chips will have a 65 watt TDP, which is the 3900X or 5900X, sorry. Yeah, the 5900X has a 105 watt TDP. So that's a massive drop. So I assume it's not going to be able to hold that boost clock for as high of time. But again, those things aren't like really as necessary on a client system. Mm-hmm. I would honestly like to get these just to like test them out, see how different they are. But I'm sure somebody will take one out of one of these systems and test it.
Yeah.
So 5900 and 5800. Again, 12 core, 8 core for desktop parts, for desktop systems. Like you said, like a Dell or who's like another big one out there?
HP.
Yeah, HP, Dell and HP. The two big ones left, I would say.
Yeah.
All right. So talking about AMD again in the mobile section, which this is what I'm super excited about. I already talked about in all of my 5000 series reviews, just the difference in gaming from slotting in a new processor, from going from the 3000 series to the 5000 series on desktop. On mobile, it's going from the 4000 series to the 5000 series, but again, it's essentially the same type of architecture. So in AMD Ryzen 7 5800X Geekbench score, was somebody ran Geekbench on one of these systems, the Acer Nitro AN51545. it beats the Ryzen 7 4800H, which was the previous high-end Ryzen chip for laptops, by 35%.
Dang.
That's, like,
it's a jump.
You don't see that even on the mobiles. Like, you don't see that. So that in itself is really, really impressive. So the 5800H is 8-core, 16-thread, base clock of 3.2 gigahertz, and it's going to boost to 4.45 gigahertz. It also beats the Core i9-10900K in single-core performance by 5%. This on a laptop.
Yeah.
Like, that... Imagine having...
I was going to say, it doesn't happen unless you have like one of those laptops with a desktop SKU CPU in it, right? They're few and far between, but they're out there. But yeah, what were you saying? Imagine what?
Imagine like you got... there wasn't many Ryzen 7 4800H systems out there or laptops out there. Imagine you bought that and then like you might have even bought it recently because there wasn't a whole lot that came out, you know. Some just came out recently too. So like imagine getting that and then hearing this, that your performance is increased by 35%.
Right. It's not like the price is going to be 35% more when you go to buy that next generation of laptop that's got this chip in it.
Yeah.
But that's feel bad a little, depending on when you bought it.
But that's just, that's why like I love to see this. I loved, you know, when I was reviewing it on desktop side, now on the mobile side. Just imagine getting that much more performance. And again, for gaming, this is going to be great because a single core performance is going to really excel in gaming. So it'd be interesting to see. I don't know what's in this Acer Nitro. Does it even say? No, it doesn't say the GPU information. But like, imagine that teamed with a new mobile 3000 series GPU. Like, that's an awesome.
Is that the AN515, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's not out.
So it has a GTX 1650. Oh wait, okay. This is a different model. Sorry.
Whoops. But in any case, if you had those two things together, I mean, that's going to be an awesome gaming laptop. Like, gets me excited. Like, I do need a new laptop. Like, I've been kind of putting it off for a little bit. yeah, that could be the one that gets me to drop the money on a new laptop there. So that's exciting. I assume that we'll see that like AMD has their CES 2021 keynote, which will be live streamed. I assume they're going to officially announce all of that with all the laptops. And then I assume the laptops will come out weeks after CES. So if you're looking for a new laptop and you're excited about this, probably end of January, early February, going into March, you'll see these new laptops come out. Which would also feature new graphics as far as maybe even on the AMD side as well. They might have their mobile stuff. So yeah, that's exciting for sure. Talking about something that's, you read this, you might not think it's a big story, but I think it's a bigger story than what it really is. Earlier this year, Apple ditched Intel to build their own M1 processor. We don't follow Apple that much, but I followed a lot of that. And the M1 was like one of the best processors.
It's a beast.
It's a beast of a processor, custom built for Apple products. It's awesome. It's power efficient, everything. It's great. Well, it looks like Microsoft will be designing their own ARM-based chip to take on Apple. is everybody just like tired of Intel just with one
tired of their shit?
Yeah, it's like the security issues was a big thing, right?
Yep.
Because as I mean, all of these systems are deployed in businesses, and you work in that sector. Like, if there are security issues, you have to either fix it, which costs money and time, mm-hmm. or buy new parts, which costs money and time. Yep.
And then the fixes are, you know, a performance hit. So now I paid money for a certain level of, you know, system, and now yeah. I'm not getting that, you know. Yeah, it complicates things. But no, I'm pretty interested in this. You know, the Surface device, I think in the beginning was kind of the first Surface kind of got mixed reviews, right? But I think Surface devices are still pretty popular out there, and it's nice to see. Hopefully they can build something on par or similar to the M1 chip that Apple came out with, where they're controlling the chip, they're controlling the hardware, they make the operating system. So let's make these tablets and these Surface devices run as smooth as possible and just have an awesome user experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping for.
They said the chip wouldn't come out till 2022, I think. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, why not build your own chip, right? Mm-hmm. Don't be dependent on somebody else, where one, you're probably paying more for it. Two, you have to deal with all their crap and all their licensing and all this other stuff. You get somebody like ARM to build you the chips to your specifics, and you get better performance. You control it down to the hardware itself. Yeah.
Well, and you're reliant on their, you know, their processor technology. So you're like, all right, when are you guys going to get off of this 14 nanometer stuff and onto something smaller so we can, you know, save some power, save some battery life?
And it also comes down to like availability. Like we've seen with Intel, like there wasn't enough availability, especially in laptop chips. We saw that back towards the summertime, I think, was it?
Yeah, I mean, spring. And yeah. You know, I've seen it actually recently, but more on the side of LCD screens not being available for some resolutions and sizes in laptops, which has kind of been a pain point.
Yeah, it's so yeah, that's really interesting. We'll definitely have to follow that story, because I think you could see more companies doing the same thing. I mean, those are the two big ones that would do it, but again, those are really big companies that are big customers of Intel. And if they're going off and doing their own thing, it's rather interesting. So yeah, that is what's going on there. I mentioned Computex a couple times, which usually takes place in the first week of June in Taipei. They're doing something really interesting. Obviously, with you know the pandemic and stuff still going on, and who knows, you know, what's gonna happen in the future with everything. They're gonna have it physically in Taipei with like online, they're calling it, it's online merge offline or OMO approach, okay. Which allows the host and vendors to be physically present at the event in venue with the visitors that will attend the event online. And it's going to use AI to provide personalized content to each participant.
So all the companies are getting together in Taipei, which isn't probably a huge ask because a lot of them are based there or around there.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess that makes sense. And so what I'm wondering is if they're partnering with some like multimedia company or events company to provide a better solution that's cohesive across the board, as opposed to, well, with company A, we have to use Zoom to get to their meeting. And then company B, we're using WebEx. You know, if you bring everybody into that ecosystem and everybody's having the same experience and a support thing, maybe that's why they're doing it.
I think the biggest thing with the whole online thing is that it's not very exciting unless it's like an NVIDIA announcement, you know, like we all watched like the 3000 series announcement, like it was exciting to watch. But obviously it's not the same amount of excitement as if you're there and in the auditorium or whatever. With the show like Computex, it's obviously not the same because you know, a company is just going to give you like their PowerPoint through Zoom and go over it. They're going to show you the product over Zoom. It's different, you know. So if they're able to, like, I can virtually walk through the thing and then click on a company that I want to see, and then it brings up a thing or something. I don't know.
Got to put that Vive on and go in VR. Yeah,
VR on there.
Way back.
But like, so what I mean, go ahead.
I'm just thinking, what if, you know, things changed where you got like a, I don't want to call it a care package, but, you know, you get this like box to, and this obviously wouldn't be like doable for some products and companies, but you get this box from them a couple days ahead of your meeting with them. And they're like, all right, open this box, box A inside. And you like are reviewing this, looking at it with them virtually, and then you can start releasing content about it. So you kind of have to change your, I don't know if it'd even work, because usually they're like announcing products here, right? So they're not going to actually be ready, and there's revisions that happen a lot of times with Computex. You know, we always hear from everybody, hey, you know, you go to Computex and you give them feedback, and you're giving feedback to the people that can actually make a difference and affect the final product. So never mind what I said.
No, that's actually a good thing for like a product launch, I would say.
Yeah.
Where the product's already done, where they can send it to you, and then you can go like they can go over it with you in real time.
Right.
I think that's, yeah, that'd be really cool. It's gonna be interesting to see how they do it. Yeah, I miss our CES trip, and obviously all the craziness that comes out of Computex as well. It's kind of a bummer that they're not happening, but yeah. So this will happen. June 1st through June 4th, all things considered, unless something else crazy happens in the world. And yeah, so the all the participants will be on site, and then they'll have some way to show us that, which we'll, I guess we'll have to see what that is. But we'll give you guys all the information of where you're able to view this stuff. And obviously we'll be covering all the news that comes out of Computex at that time. So yeah. That is semi-exciting. When I heard in person, I got real excited. And then it was like, oh, wait, no.
They didn't have an asterisk behind it. You're like, oh, yeah. In person. Oh, but. Yeah.
So this next product is interesting. And I always actually love seeing these. But I always feel like they're either underpowered or they just don't work. Mm-hmm. Like they have bugs. This new gaming PC called the GPD Win 3. Which they say is the same size as like a Switch.
It almost looks smaller than a Switch.
What did they say was?
I mean, it looks like it's a similar layout to a Switch.
Yeah. But anyways, this is like a portable gaming thing that's based on Windows, so it's like a PC. I love the design. I love the slide up screen that hides the keyboard. Like, I love these things over the years, but they just never seem to work correctly. Same size as Nintendo Switch Lite, they said.
Okay.
I think it's super cool. There's one with a Intel Core i7 1165 G7. And the other one is a Core i7, yeah, 11 Core i5 1135 G7. Which is 4-core, 8-thread,
16 gigs of RAM,
yeah,
terabyte NVMe drive.
I mean, like, it, look how cool that looks. Like, imagine taking that to like the, you know, like having that on the plane.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to spend $800 for a,
yeah, that's the that. Thing is, so there's price and there's like, does it actually work? Like, is it going to actually, like, not that I play, like, well, obviously, like, Cyberpunk, but, like, what games, like, if you're a gamer that's playing a lot of games, mm-hmm. One, if you're a PC gamer, you're not really using, like, joysticks, right?
Right, in most games, yeah.
Yeah, but it would be nice to have, like, a whole Steam library on a small device like this. Like, I know people that have the Switch, like, there's not a whole lot of games on there that I actually want to play. But, like, on Steam, I have a ton of games that I would actually play.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Scroll down a bit. It looked like it was in, like, a dock for charging, yeah. Maybe. So, now, if that thing had USB ports and display outs, so I could plug it in and put it up on my display and have a keyboard and mouse plugged into it so it works, you know, and I could do that when I'm at home. Okay, maybe. It gets a little more interesting for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But,
If not, it's going to be a no for me.
Yeah.
And imagine trying to work in Windows, like that screenshot there, like trying to get around and like do something other than gaming with Windows on that. Nah.
I would have to see it. Maybe some YouTuber will get one and we could see if it actually works.
You're a YouTuber.
Yeah. Sometimes. It's on Indiegogo. Let's see if they raised. It's preview.
Oh, I was like, this isn't going well.
Yeah, this doesn't look good. They're looking for $200,000, so we'll see when it goes live. I don't know. I mean, it looks cool.
There we go. Okay,
there it is.
HDMI, some USB ports. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, and how hot does that thing get in your hands?
Yeah. Again, we've seen this over the years, like since I was like a teenager, we've seen little things like this. It's just be interesting to see if it actually works. So we'll see. Really cool though. Again, it's called the GDP Win 3. We have the link to the Indiegogo in the article if you want to read more about it. Now, what Kosher has been waiting for, the finger looking good console. Game. It's a PC. Weird. I don't know call it a console, but it's called.
That's what they're calling it.
They're calling it the KF console or KFC console. And again, I showed you this morning, and like this looks like an April Fool's joke.
Right. They should have saved this because I'm confused. I don't know if this is real or not. If it is real, it seems like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
KFC has done some really dumb things. I don't know if you saw they made a movie on Netflix.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
With Mario Lopez in it.
So. Yeah, the romance one or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so some of their advertising is like pretty funny, right? So I almost wish if this wasn't real, like save this thing for April Fools. If it is real, I still don't understand. Like, I'm not gonna. Who's this for?
Well, right. That's what I mean. It has to be a joke. So
just nobody's putting chicken in their computer.
Yes. So let me bring up the actual page. And when you go to the actual page, like it's so I assume that Cooler Master made the
chassis,
and then they say Asus. Oh, wait. Hold on. Here it is. Here's the landing page. So like it has a tray to heat up. Or to keep your chicken warm from KFC, which is actually really funny.
Chicken chamber.
They show this, built-in design by Cooler Master. It has that new, what is this called again? I forget the name of this.
The Nook, isn't it? Or no, the Nook 9 Extreme.
The Element?
Yeah, the Compute Element.
The Compute Element from Intel, which is like, this is a real product.
Yep.
Right?
Video cards, real product.
It's housed in a Cooler Master NC1000 chassis, a custom one. We saw that chassis at CES, but it didn't look anything like this. It's obviously much different. It says, Asus graphics cards, Seagate stuff. And like, there's nothing at the bottom that says, oh, this is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So like, this technically could be a real PC.
Yeah.
Says it will play the latest titles at 4K 240 FPS. This has to be a joke.
Quite a statement. I know. I saw that and I was like, really?
And they say this chassis was designed by Tim Pele. I hope I'm saying his name right. We featured a lot of his builds on Case Mod Friday. So he's like a real person. Like, this is a real person.
Yep.
So it's like, is this a joke by all of them? Or is this something they actually built for KFC to do?
Right, and if it's a joke or like viral to advertise something else, what are they like advertising? But KFC does have, and I looked an Instagram, like KFC gaming Instagram account, And it's not like it just popped up in the last week. It's been going on forever, and it's just like memes and stuff. But I don't know. This is,
well, here's the thing. So this built-in chicken chamber, right? Yeah. It says utilizing the system's natural heat and airflow. So does this mean that this system overheats and heats up your chicken? Like, that doesn't sound.
Or just has a way to you know, move all the heat from those components to it, which, again, like, I mean, sure, the air coming off of your component is warm.
Yeah, but not that warm.
Not right. It's warm. It's not going to warm up my chicken, or it might keep it warm if it was hot going in. But I'm still not putting chicken into my computer. Well,
this is just crazy.
And then I think your peripherals, like your keyboard and all that.
Yeah,
like,
see. Kosher said it will cook your chicken as well as your system.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
I got to clean the thing. Like, no.
I wish this was April Fool's, because this would be like, we see this, like Razer does it all the time.
Right. With,
like,
this would be perfect April Fool's.
Yeah. And like, the thing that, like, again, it doesn't say like this is a joke. It doesn't say like, you know, it says enjoy your favorite games and finger clicking good 4K quality. This has to be a joke. Or they like made one that actually worked, but like would never, like, they're not going to sell it.
Yeah.
It's just like yeah. Who knows? Yeah, we have it all linked in the article if you want to check it out. This is, if anything, with the crazy year that we've had, this is one thing that makes us laugh.
Okay. Right.
At the end of the day, it's very humorous, and at least makes us laugh. And if it actually, like, maybe they'll do a stream with it, like they'll do a gaming stream with people playing with it or something, who knows. If it's actually like a real thing. So yeah. Kosher said this is genius marketing and it's fake most def. So old man says I've heard the 10900K gets hot enough to fry chicken, kill two birds with one CPU. Yeah. Yeah, it gets pretty hot, especially if you're overclocking it. And this is like, this is a pretty small case. Like, it's not very big. And I don't see a bottom fan here. And I don't know if there's a top fan. Like, yeah. It'll be really, really interesting to see either way. So that's not our last story. We have one more story. talking about Cyberpunk, our gaming story for this week. Cyberpunk has sold more than 13 million copies, even though it's had all those crazy performance issues, especially on console. That 13 million, the returns aren't included in that, or they are included in that, I think. That's a lot in what? 2 weeks? A week?
Yeah. Came out, what, on the 9th?
10th. Well, I guess the 9th.
9th slash 10th, yeah.
Yeah. That's, I haven't played it all that much.
Yeah. So. I saw a story related to this saying some people that got the refunds were upset that they didn't get to keep the game when they got their refund. I'm like, that's not how it works. That's like, not
how a refund works.
I know it's digital, right? And like,
those are the people at the restaurant who eat the whole meal and then they like,
don't want to pay for it.
Yeah. I've been like at a restaurant, saw somebody do that, and I'm like, well, if it was bad, why did you eat the whole thing and then want
to make your better
money back? Yeah. Like,
yeah, no, that doesn't make sense. I kind of understand, like, maybe their viewpoint if I was drunk or something. Like, because you pay for something and you expect it to be something and you still want it, but you don't want to pay. No, I can't get my head around it. Doesn't make sense.
It's kids these days.
That's right.
Kids these days. That's what it is. Kosher said, Bob, tell us about the TikTok. Tell us about it. TikTok experience, please. What do you mean? You mean us using, I created a TikTok account.
Oh boy.
Which has actually been kind of fun, making some little videos there. I don't do any of like the TikTok stuff. I don't even know how to do that yet. Like, yeah. I don't know how. Here's the thing is that I feel I'm pretty like, you know, like a tech savvy person. Like I open that app and I'm like, nothing's organized. There's like nothing it just makes like, sense. It just like throws stuff in your face. Hmm. Right. It's like, it's so unorganized, but we made a Think Computers TikTok. If you guys want to check it out, just search Think Computers, all one word. We're on there. I make videos about like what I'm reviewing, things that's go, you know, what we're doing or whatever. But yeah, Kosher's on there as well. Oh yeah, you said tell us about your TikTok experience. Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, actually, a lot of people have viewed our videos, which is kind of surprising. Cool. A couple of them have over 500 views, and we have like 8 followers on there. So, but yeah, it's cool to make videos. I really don't like watch. I watch Kosher's content and a couple other, like there's a PC Master Race on there and some other stuff. but it's a very disorganized app, I would say. Like, yeah. There's no organization to it. I don't get like the dances.
My only experience with it is like, what?
Do your kids do the TikTok?
Oh, they're way too young. They don't have no.
Okay,
I don't know. But I listened to another podcast and they kind of go into the dark TikToks of like just people that don't know how to use the app or just put the craziest stuff up there. That's like, no, this is like no.
I basically just like make a video and then I publish it on like. Whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
Or related to Think Computers per se. But yeah, it's been fun. We're gonna keep on doing it. And then I'll republish those videos like on Instagram and Facebook story, and then now on Twitter they have the fleet, which is the same thing as an Instagram story. It's on Twitter now. Okay. So we'll post it all kinds of crazy. So if you wanna see what's like behind the scenes, just follow us on any of those things, TikTok, whatever. We'll do it on there. Maybe I'll do a giveaway on TikTok to promote it or something. I don't know how I would do that, but we'll
figure it out.
Yeah, we'll do something on there. Gotta you know, that's what all the kids are using these days. So gotta keep up. So coming up to what we have next week, 3 reviews. As long as I get them done, it is like holiday time, but we'll try to get them all done before next week. So talking about gaming headsets, I have another gaming headset. This one is from Razer. It's their Black Shark V2. This is their USB gaming headset that does feature their THX spatial audio that I raved about. Really excited to test this one out. And what's really nice about this is that the sound card is detachable. It's like super small. You can just attach it and you can connect it to any other headset that uses a 3.5 millimeter jack, which is really nice. So I'll be taking a look at that. What do we have next? I closed the window. Oh, here we go. I'll also be taking a look. Now, these, I opened these today, and I have to say, they're probably the best looking memory that I've ever seen. It is Corsair's Dominator Platinum RGB, the white edition. There's something about these. The white is like the perfect pearl white. The accents on these.
I just don't like the gold.
Oh, no, that's what makes it.
Like, really? I wish it was silver.
The gold accents here, the gold that's up here.
Maybe it's the gold with the RGB that I don't like.
Yeah, so I haven't installed them and turned the RGB on. But
anyhow,
these look amazing. Even with the black PCB. Mm-hmm. They look really good. Dominator Platinum, pretty much the best DDR4 memory that you can get. It like the ICs are all hand-picked. I think these come with a 10-year warranty, like all that stuff. 32 gigabyte kit to 16 gigabyte DIMMs. Really excited for that. And our last review is the WD My Passport SSD. Now, don't get this one confused with the one from last year. This is the new one. This is the USB. Wait, what happened? Oh, there it goes. This is the USB 3.2 Gen 2 version. Super small, little portable. Little portable drive. Here, I'll bring myself up so you guys can see it. Super small, portable SSD. Just super fast, around 1,000 megabytes a second read and write. Love these portable drives. They're awesome. This is 1 terabyte version, available in up to 2 terabytes. It comes with their backup software, all that kind of stuff too. So WD usually always does a good when it comes to portable storage, so stay tuned for that. And we'll be making a video slash article on our favorite products of 2020. That's going to be exciting because we're not going to do like every category because I don't think we reviewed enough things in specific categories, but like things we reviewed a bunch of, like Ryan did a bunch of AIOs. I did a bunch of these portable SSDs and memory and things like that. So we'll have that for you guys next week as well. So pretty excited for all of that. I can't say this guy's name.
Yeah, he had a question about the Thermaltake View 51 case. So I pulled it up and was taking a look. He was interested in a PC case with great airflow and full tower.
I actually have this case sitting here, the white one, but I haven't reviewed it yet.
Okay. First looks to me, like, I'm not sure that it's great airflow since it's got that tempered glass on the front and a little cutout. But not having ever looked at it, I don't know, but sounds like Bob has it. So definitely
keep
an eye on the site and we'll have a review.
So when it comes to, let me bring this up so you can see it. So basically when it comes to, tempered glass cases, the biggest thing is like, there's hardly any airflow that's going to get into your system. Even at the top, it looks like you have tempered glass as well. So that means air can't escape as easily either. You only have the one fan back here, which I don't know if that's included. I believe it comes with the two in the front and the one in the back. Depending on what you have installed and what you're running, it's not going to be the best airflow, put it that way. It's not a high airflow case by any means. I'm sure Kosher Tech knows all about this as well. Like there's just like this little bit of air right there. And this, like that little slit right there.
It looks like maybe a grill or a slit between like the IO, the front IO right there.
Yeah, but that might be a back section of the other section of the case. Yeah. Let me see if I can find a.
It also looked like it had the side mounted fans like right there. You can see them on the other side, like the O11.
Yeah, you could put fans there. That might help with airflow. Yeah, a little bit better. But again, the fans that come with the case are the two in the front and the one in the back. So you would have to buy fans that would fit here because these are like 200 millimeter monsters, I think. Mm-hmm. So not the best airflow I don't know how much this is on like Amazon, but like $179 is a lot for this, it seems.
Oh, I guess we'll have more info.
A couple weeks we can have this review done. So stay tuned. Check out thinkcomputers.org. We'll have the review for you. And as we come to the end here, since it is our Eve of the Eve, talk about Christmas. Is there anything? If anybody in chat wants to talk about like things you would want for Christmas tech wise, Ryan, if anything tech wise that you want?
No, I think we kind of. You know, I'm just at a point where if I need it or want it, I'm probably just going to get it myself. And I'm too picky to like let other people like buy things for me. Oh, I'd like a new mouse. And then, you know, you end up with whatever Amazon No Name Special is, right? Or something. So, no, nothing really. We had some other purchases this year that kind of made up for Christmas. So I'm good.
I always talk about a drone. I just don't think I would use it. Like, it just wouldn't make sense. I would love to
have it. I use mine a ton, honestly, since I got it. I plan to use it more. I just, the things that I'm going to do and plan to use it for just haven't occurred yet. So I could get better with it, you know, getting smoother at like certain shots and just making those movements smoothly. It does a pretty good job on its own anyways, but practice makes perfect. So.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm trying to think. What are those called? Those RGB things you have that are actually in front of you but are reflecting off the back. What are those called?
The nano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The original nano.
Yeah, like something like that. Not right now. Like when I move, like I'm moving in April because I'm gonna really like do up the office then. Something like that. Like you know,
some smart lighting.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
There's another lens that I wanted, a 22 millimeter lens that I'd like to get. But
yeah, if anybody in chat has anything that they want for Christmas want to let us know about.
We're not volunteering to get it for you. We just want to know what you want.
Yeah. I mean, I got this new monitor, which I'm pretty happy with.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else tech related that I would really want.
No. I did get a pretty sweet replica of an Apex Legends weapon, though. There we go.
Look at that.
Little triple take. Bob sent this over. Came in the mail yesterday. Pretty cool little keychain here. And as you know, everybody knows.
I thought that Ryan had a need. I needed to get him something for his collection of trinkets, so I got him a little replica. Which is actually I had ordered it on Amazon for him, but like I wasn't sure if it was going to be like nice, but he said it was pretty nice, so
yeah,
I might have to pick a couple of those up as well. Oh, you know what, talking about those replica guns, I would like, so if you go on Etsy, people make replicas. Yeah. So we play Apex like all the time. We'll be playing it later. Let me bring this up.
I saw an ad for it when you had the page up one earlier tonight.
Yeah. While I'm talking here, old man said he wants OLED TV, but they start around 1500. Yeah, actually, a couple YouTubers got that OLED. I don't know if it's a TV or a mono. I think it's a TV, but it's like a 42 inch, but it's like 5K or like you can do. It's really, and like for gaming, it's so smooth. It does 4K 120, and it's like $1,500. But I just have this new monitor, which I don't think I'm going to get bored of anytime soon. So I don't know if I would do that. But yeah, OLED TV for sure. Since those have come out, like we've seen these at CES for like the past like 10 years. Every time I see them, I'm like, it's so thin. The picture quality is so good. I don't know. Maybe my next TV will be like an OLED. Maybe. I don't know.
They look good.
Yeah.
But yeah, OLED has been around. I remember the first time I saw OLED was in car stereos. And this was like 15 years ago, right? And aftermarket stereos are like, they got OLED and it's all this color. And we're still not there with TVs. I mean, we are, but they're, you know, priced.
They're very expensive, yeah.
Yeah.
I did. Kosher said, I want Bob and Ryan to keep being awesome. Well, thank you. Cool. We try to be awesome. We try to talk to you guys and have our weekly tech chat every week. Of course, check us out on YouTube and everything else. So, so these are awesome. So these are like life-size 3D printed replicas of guns and Apex. And, some of these are new. Like, some of these are really cool. Like the 301, like the special edition 301.
I'm not a fan of that skin, but
yeah. Let's see. I would want an R99 because I like that gun, but I want like the skin that I have in the game, which I don't know if they could even make. But like it's pretty cool.
Custom one. They've got so many designs.
Yeah. But it's just like a replica of the gun in the game. Joseph, what's up? We're just about to end the podcast, but welcome. We're talking about presents or things that we would want for Christmas. If you have something you want, throw it in the chat. We'll talk about it. What was this? Like this one as well is like really like the paint job on that is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I would like put it up on the wall. I'd like have it like up here. Like I have
a whole fake arsenal.
Yeah.
What is the sniper rifle? The longbow, right? I saw one of those and it was like huge.
So like this one, so like a lot of the pistols will have like clips that actually come out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
P2020.
Oh. Wait, is this a video?
That's 100. That one's $130.
Well, yeah, because it's like it actually functions. Well, the gun doesn't function, but like,
yeah,
that functions. That's pretty cool. Joseph says that he wants. What did he say? He said he wants 30, 60, 30, 70. That is a perfect Christmas present, would be a 3000 series graphics card. Yeah. If you can find it. I think that if
better like, ask Santa, because you're not getting it from a store.
Like if say like somebody got it for you, like a few weeks, like they somehow found one, like opening that up would be like very exciting on Christmas time.
Yeah.
Here's the longbow.
There it is. Yeah. $95. Like, how big is that? Show a picture of them holding it. It's pretty big.
That's pretty awesome.
It's very cool.
Old Man said, Best Buy had 3060 a few days ago. They sell out in minutes. Yeah, they do. Like I said, there is some people have created these like live trackers of like where those things are available. So if you, I'm sure if you just Google it, you can find it. But yeah, they're all these guns are pretty cool. I'm probably gonna end up getting one of these. I might like this person.
They might make a custom one. They probably can.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask this Senpai 3D person to if they can make the skin that I have.
It's taking so long because my print size is like it would take so long, and each gun would be so many components.
They're like, look at this. That's really cool.
Yeah,
I'm a fan. But yeah, it'd just be cool. Like, it's a game that we always play, and it'd be cool to have these. That's like what I would want. But yeah, that is. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Nothing.
We'll be here next week, though. I think.
Yeah. So next week, right? Will be our final podcast of 2020. So definitely stay tuned for that. Maybe we'll give some stuff away on the stream just because. Maybe.
Okay.
Do that. Yeah, we might do that. So definitely stay tuned for that next week. Same time, Wednesday night, 8:30. That will also be the eve of, New Year's Eve? The eve of, so the second eve of the eve. So that will be a lot of fun right before New Year's. We'll get to talk about our favorite products of 2020, as well as our reviews and everything else that we have going on, all the news stories. But we want to thank everybody for hanging out with us. If you showed up late and you still want to hang out, we will be jumping over to Twitch to, of course, play some Apex Legends. So it's twitch.tv/ Think Computers. Going over there, Ryan will have the stream up here momentarily. And that is going to be it, guys. So if we don't see you next week, everybody have a great Christmas. Stay safe out there. And